The Bletchley Girls. War, Secrecy, Love and Loss. The Women of Bletchley Park Tell Their Story. By Tessa Dunlop. Read by Anna Bentinck. Introduction. No, the women have to be alive, otherwise it'll be like all the other Bletchley books. The publisher was adamant. This was to be a journey through the lives of the girls who worked for Britain's phenomenal code-breaking organisation. It is their story, they must be here to tell it. He was right. To really understand the human response to these extraordinary experiences, we need to hear the women speak for themselves. Boasting an average age of 90, the 15 veterans featured in this book are not just Bletchley girls. They are also the children of the armistice, the schoolgirls of the 30s, the housewives of the 50s, and the grandmothers of the digital age. Born just after the First World War, into a class-bound, cap-doffing era still swathed in imperial pink, their trajectory through a maelstrom of international violence and out the other side into nascent modernity is eye-watering time travel. Before I had even found my first Bletchley girl, I felt sure not only of her great age, but also of her astonishing resilience. How else could she survive so much change, so many mixed messages? In keeping with the man's world in which it operated, until recently, Bletchley Park's narrative has been predominantly a male one. Moth-ridden, bespectacled boffins enjoying flashes of ingenious...